I have two versions of my homily. First version, one sentence, love God, love neighbors, you're good to go. The second version is longer, but because I know you all love the longer homily, so I'm going to do the longer one. So if you love the short one, now you have that already. So the gospel today is so simple, I think, and I guess, and we all agree that love God, love the neighbors. And probably you heard about this sentence like every time, every year, probably like million times already. With that, I would like to reflect and invite you to reflect with me this week with 3 points. The first, the order of love. We usually think that love God, love neighbor, equal. No, it's not equal at all. Why? Why I'm saying that? You just heard the gospel today that Jesus said, you shall love God first. He put in an order of the gospel you just heard, like love God first, no matter what. You cannot put like loving God and loving your neighbors are the same. Those are not the same. Love God first, always. Second, love your neighbors. So don't mess with that. Because when we think they are both the same, it's a lot of messy around the world. Because we think like pleasing people are the same with pleasing God. No, love God first, always. The second order is love your neighbors. So invite you to reflect on that. Like, why I need to love God first in my life? Why? Obviously, because He loves you first. As you know that in the Trinity, and I just like mentioned it again, like inside the Trinity, love is always actively moving around. Like God the Father loves the Son. God the Father and the Son love the Holy Spirit. And inside the Trinity, there is love. And from that love, we have love. Love God always first, brother and sister. Always. Love your neighbors should be the second one. Don't put those are the same. I can give you an example. If you put those are the same, you can make a choices like today is a Sunday, but today is also is my friend's birthday. So which one should I do? Which one should I go? You should go to the Lord on Sunday, or you should go to the party. If you have an equal, like loving God, loving neighbor, the same, you can make a lot of confusion. But if you love God first, you will say, I'll go to the Mass on Sunday first, and I'll go to the party later. So loving God always first. Second point of my homily, to love is to do. Brother and sister, love for me personally, not an idea at all. Like, whenever we are thinking about an idea, we so love an idea because it's so easy to say that. Like, it's so easy to love, I love you. But to love is to do. Like, you love someone, do it. You love your wives, do it. You love your husband, do it. But Father, what do you mean do it? Like, you need to show them. You need to show them your love. If you love your mom and dad in nursing home, call them, visit them, tell them you love them. Cook something for them. Like, do it. Like, when you love someone, you need to do something for them. You cannot say love, and that's it. Why? God loves you, and He proved it. God, from all eternity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the second person of the Trinity, became man. He proved it. He said He is love. God is love. And He does. He does what He what he is. So his love, he incarnated into, became a man, proved his love, showed to the world like God is love. He died for all of us. He forgives the sins. So he proved that he is love. So my point today is to love is to do. You love someone, do it, brother and sister, do it. Like today, find something to do for your love, for your beloved one. Like you cannot say like, I love you and that's it. Well, that could be good for one day or for one time, but cannot good for the rest of your life. Maybe you can, after Mass, after today, reflect on what should I do for my husband? What should I do for my wife? What should I do for my children? What should I do for my mom and dad? I know a lot of people in nursing home right now. They are so feel so lonely. If in that case, your mom and your dad, please call them. Tell them, hey, I miss you. Hey, can I go to visit you tomorrow? Hey, tomorrow is Sunday. I know it's snow, but can I hang out with you tomorrow? Tell them. They need you. They need you a lot. I visited many people in the nursing home, and they need you. They need your children. They need their children. So call them, ask them, and tell them, and go to them. The last point of my homily, love makes you holy. Like a lot of people ask me, Father, how can I be a saint? I answer, love. When you love, you are holy. Like when you love your children, you are holy. When you love your wife, when you love your husband, you are holy. That is like, that is something, brother and sister. Why I'm saying that? Because God is holy. God is love. Love is holy. When you love your spouses, you are holy and you are on the way of the holiness. Like, your vocation is love. My vocation is loving people, loving parishioners. Your vocation is love your family. That is the way to get to heaven. Brother and sister, your spouses, your wife, your husbands is your way to get into heaven. I know sometimes your husband is so annoyed. I get that. I completely. But that is your way. And don't forget that. I have my way. I am a priest. I need to show my love to parishioners. That is my way to get to heaven. That's in my vocation. Your vocation, family life, love your spouses. You love them. You are holy. Trust me. And it's so easy to be like, a lot of people were so worried about like, how can I be holy? Love your spouses. Love your children. Like, love makes you holy. Catholic, that's the whole idea about like being Catholic, being holy, love someone. Like, love is holy, it's so easy. Like, that is so, that's, sometimes I just reflect on those ideas and I just like be myself and I just like, God, it's so easy to be holy. You require me to love you and that love makes me holy. You require me like to love my neighbors. That's I'm holy. Brother and sister, that is your way to go to heaven. No need to find someone else to love, but love a person right beside you now. Love a person living with you now. And if they pass away, pray for them. Love someone, love your children, love your family, love your parents. Pray for them. That's all I have for you. Wish you have a warm weekend and take care.